I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a Balkan capital that evokes images of a city under siege. The answer is Sarajevo. Today, though, more than a decade after the Serb-led siege of Sarajevo, the Bosnian capital is largely rebuilt, and a young Bosnian musician is making a name for himself in this climate of revival. Damir Imamović is reclaiming a traditional style of Bosnian folk music for today's listeners. It's called Sevda. Its tempo is slow to medium, its harmonies are rich, and its mood is melancholy. Now, that holds true for the Sevda of Damir Imamović, but there's more. The World's Jeb Sharp explains in today's Global Hit.
There's probably no better way to hear Sevda for the first time than to stumble on a live performance outside a bar in a narrow alleyway of Sarajevo's old town. This is the Damir Imamović Trio celebrating the release of their second CD, Abrasović Live. Damir Imamović didn't set out to play Sevda, but he got interested in the music while doing research for a book about his grandfather. Zaim Imamović was a famous Sevda singer in the decades after World War II.
He has this slightly nasal vocal, which had this touch of oriental kind of singing. But as well, he expanded it harmonically as a musician because he was both, of course, singer and musician. He played accordion and several other instruments. He was kind of a Frank Sinatra of Sevda.
In order to write the book, Damir Imamović immersed himself in his grandfather's recordings.
So I learned for the first time how beautiful that traditional music is and how much space does it offer to a young musician. And I really fell in love with it, and I felt that that can be something like my musical beginning.
Now the younger Imamović is on a mission. He doesn't want Sevda to die out. He wants young people to know it's not just for the older generation. He and his band hope new ways of playing the old style will keep it alive.
We are trying to expand this tradition of Sevda playing and singing, including elements of other types of music, especially fusion music I'm a big fan of. I really love like music of John McLaughlin, music of Anna Abraham, music of Ravi Shankar, music of different groups and bands and individuals who really try to merge different types of music together.
One way the band tries to expand the tradition is to experiment with new rhythms.
Because Sevda traditionally had only two types of treatments of rhythm. Free time for these old slow ballads, or fast in 2/4, this typical Balkan rhythm, something like... I'm a big fan of Indian music, so I try to include some rhythms that are different. We even have some blues patterns we play underneath.
There's an intensity about Damir Imamović that draws you in. He croons with his eyes closed and strains into the music with a raw, taut energy. The The new album is a live album. It's named after the Abrasovich Youth Cultural Center in Mostar, where it was recorded. The city's old cultural center was destroyed during the war. A new one has risen through the efforts of young activists like Christina Chorich. They are intent on recapturing what they see as the lost multi-ethnic values of the old Yugoslavia.
We are actually trying to preserve what was good about before and not to say, okay, the whole past, we just want to erase it and to live the lives today, but we are trying to take the best from the traditions before and to show them with the new approach, like Damir is doing in his music.
But there are skeptics. Bosnian journalist Eldin Hajevic likes Imamovic's music, but he's not so sure it's Sevda.
If you never heard Sevda before, it's very hard to describe, because Sevda is more complex than music itself. You have to care about lyrics, you have to care about tradition, you have to care also about some rules in singing Sevda. The best way to do it is the hardest, of course, to sing it very low down in volume. They used to say, for example, if you are singing too loud so the people on the other side of the bar can hear you, you're not singing it properly. You have to sing just for the people around you to open them your soul.
Imamovic would agree with the last point. He's annoyed when he goes to world music festivals and is expected to play on a stage in a big tent. He says people think all Balkan music is gypsy music with lots of people dancing and yelling. He says his trio is more like a chamber group and needs to be heard in an intimate setting. Sevda is most often compared to the Portuguese style of fado. Imamovic says it's a fair comparison.
There's this same feeling of melancholy, this sadness that's not just a sad as in a pop love song, you know, oh my God, I'm sad he or she left me, you know, but there has something deeper into it in terms of some metaphysical truth about suffering, you know, whatever it does that mean.
Whatever it means, that yearning for a deeper truth seems to suit Damir Imamovic, and it has certainly set him on his musical way. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Sarajevo.
You can find Jeb's pictures of the Damir Imamovic Trio and links to their music at theworld.org. That'll do it for us today. Our Boston team includes Christine Allington, Stephen Snyder, and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Matthew Exel, Fiona Cameron, and Alex Collins. The World's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, and Michael Rass. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Come back tomorrow for another spin of The World.